Few people know the boundaries of the county they live in excruciatingly precise detail. But there are people who do know for things like taxes and map making. But it turns out that for a long time, nobody knew exactly where Idaho's most populous county ended and where one of its neighbors began. Adam Cotterell has more.
By the end of 2016, Ada County Surveyor Jerry Hastings expects to be done with what has so far been a 12-year project. He and his Boise County counterparts have been trying to reestablish their boundary. Hastings says the line was set by a contractor in 1883, but many of the documents that defined it were lost. So were many of the marking stones that contractor had laboriously hauled into the rugged terrain. Hastings says not knowing precisely where the boundary was created problems. For example, he says the developers of the Avamore subdivision between Eagle and Horseshoe Bend wanted to be in just Ada County and didn't know exactly where they could build. And Hastings says several property owners didn't know exactly where they lived.
The assessor's office from both counties told me that there was at least one instance where they had a 40-acre parcel and people were being taxed that 40 acres for both counties.
Hastings says there's a ranch that they now know has a building in Ada County, another in Boise County, and a barn in both. He says all but a few miles of the boundary have now been set down as closely as possible to the original line. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.